Tetsu.
Reish Beis
Yud Beis. Reish Beis Yud Beis. Kol HaPeir Shetoivim Chaim Ruhushon Kegon Tapuchim Nagasim Ben Chaim Ben Ruhushon Vavoy Preyes. Fruit that are good, that taste good, whether you eat them raw or cooked, then you make a Vavoy Preyes, both on the raw and the cooked form, like apples and pears and what kind of other fruit that have the same. A quince, similar to an apple, but you can't eat it raw, so you make a shackle if you eat it raw. The main death of the Chaim and the Rosh Hashem, often Shem Chaim and Rosh Hashem, Shem Rosh Hashem, by creates. We just said before that something that not tastes good when it's raw, then we eat it when you make a shackle, because that's not the normal way of eating it. So the pre is when you eat it the normal fashion. That's not normal. So about something that's not edible at all when it's raw, you don't even make a shackle on it. Something that you can eat but it doesn't taste good, then you make a shackle on it when it's raw. And when it's cooked and then it tastes good, then you make a boiled cream of it. Sif Yud Gimel. Egoiz gomo matugan bitvash nikra noindoi matzileima noit vachalav boi preit. A nut which is cooked in honey, so even though now it's very sweet, and you taste the honey very much, and even so, since you have the thing itself, you make a boi preit, you have pecans, roasted in sugars. We'll still make a boy create on them because it's just making them sweeter, but you have to eat your food itself. This applies also even if the nut is not full, it was chopped up into pieces, even so it retains its bracha. So before it was crushed to the point that you can't recognize it at all. It's not normally made to be crushed, and you make it sharper. Sif Yud Dalet, Egos Ravshim Avashim Bidvash Rekoyloi Nusim Muskadeh Vochlov Shakor. So just a minute ago we said that a nut which is prepared with, cooked in the, with honey is a boy for eight. Now we're saying this other type of nut is a shahako. Why? Because this type of nut is a nut which is not ripe enough to be considered edible as it is. And they would take it with the peel and then they would cook it up with honey and they would make a matachas out of it. So it'd be not even the fruit. We saw it before, the fruit which is not developed to the point that it's edible is still a shahako, even though you made it edible by adding honey to it, but that's not the pre. Because the fruit always is the classic form of eating the fruit. Okay, I'm not sure what this is. So, if you have some, like two b'shvat, some sugar and nut that has a peel on it, that's good, right? The Rambam says, V'chein oizim ha'gadosh m'vashlim b'dvash v'oidim yirukim v'vav m'shachim. The same concept. If you take almonds and you pick them way before they're ripe, basically you have the peel which is still green and then you sweeten it up, you make a shakel on that. I know this has been called pickled watermelon rinds, which I assume you make a shakel on that also. It's the peel, it's not the fruit itself. And we made it edible, now that's pickled.